Hey there, and Happy New Year. My name is Joshua, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm not a comic book collector by any means, but I do really enjoy comic books. I don't read them as much these days as I used to, but some of the greatest fictional stories I've ever read have come from comic books. Some of my favorites are the World War Hulk series, Civil War series, and I especially love the Ultimate Spider-Man comics. When I first got into reading comic books, it was pretty intimidating. There was just so many different versions of every character. How do you know what to read and what ties in with what? There were just too many versions of the characters I loved, especially when it comes to Spider-Man. There are just so many different Spider-Man universes and storylines out there. Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man, The Web of Spider-Man, Avenging Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, Spider-Man's Tangled Webs, Spider-Man Unlimited, Spider-Man Family, Spider-Man Power of Terror, Spider-Man Web of Doom, and the list goes on and on and on. Some of these series have been running since the 1960s, like the original Amazing Spider-Man, and there are 5 volumes of that, which all have changing art styles from year to year. I didn't know where to start when I first got into reading the Spider-Man comics, but the completionist in me wanted to start at the beginning. Bad idea. Have you ever tried reading a comic book from the 1960s? It's really hard to get into. Sure, the story is there, but the dialogue writing wasn't great, and the artwork is very dated. Not for me. After reading a few issues, I couldn't handle it anymore. It was boring. I was falling asleep trying to read it. So I tried a different line of comics. I went to my library and found a few different things, but the Ultimate Spider-Man series from the 2000s, I read that and fell in love. The story was captivating, the artwork was great, and I had no trouble reading the pages cover to cover. It was and still is one of my favorite versions of Spider-Man from the comic books. Depending on when this episode airs, 2021 has either just started or is a day or two away. A lot of people are making new resolutions and trying to make better habits. I know for many Christians out there, reading the Bible is often on our list of things we want to do more and get better at. And one of the things I hear most from people who struggle reading the Bible, and I have also struggled for most of my life, is that it's boring. You fall asleep when you read it, and that it's hard to understand. Something that really helped me get into the Word of God was finding a translation that speaks to me most. There are a lot of different translations of the Bible out there. NIV, NLT, KJV, NKJV, ESV, TPT, MSG, NASB, AMP, the list goes on and on. Unlike comic books, the different translations of the Bible do all tell the same story. They just use different language to accomplish that. Maybe you've been trying to read the KJV version all this time, and you've found it boring or hard to understand. The KJV is great, but it's also one of the earliest English translations we have. It was written in the 1600s with the language of that time, and the cultural bias as well. Maybe you want to try reading something with a bit more current language, like the NLT or TPT, which are my personal favorites. Our English Bibles are translated from the original Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. Those are really difficult languages to translate to English. A single word or phrase in any of those languages could mean several different things in English. That's why we have so many translations. Have you ever spoken with someone who's fluent in another language and asked them, "Hey, what's this mean in your language?" And they usually respond with, "Well, there's no really good translation, but I guess you could say blah 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 blah." English is a really tricky language. And personally, I don't think anyone should only ever read just one translation. There is a lot of amazing things in this book, and it can come alive to you in different ways when we explore new translations. Just like reading the original Amazing Spider-Man comics was hard for me to get into originally, I also had trouble reading the New King James version of the Bible. Reading a newer translation that uses language from the 21st century instead of the 16th century really helped me understand the Bible. And now I actually love reading the Bible, and I like to swap around between a few different translations that speak to me personally. And by the way, if you love King James Version or the New King James Version, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all. You read what speaks to you. but for me personally, it was making it harder for me to read the Word of God. So it's a new year. If reading has become stale or hard for you to get into, it doesn't have to be that way. There are a lot of other amazing Spider-Man series out there. Maybe you need to try a different comic series or Bible translation. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button or join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joshua for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, Happy New Year! And remember, it's impossible for God to stop loving you, so just take a deep breath. It's gonna be okay.